Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, where we are joined by our guest today. It's former Vikings linebacker E.J. Henderson. Vikings fans listening, remember E.J., number 56, playing linebacker for the Vikings for a long time. But E.J.'s still a member of the Vikings family, but an actual member of the family. He's working inside the building. He's our youth football manager, and he joins us on today's Wobcast. What's up, E.J.?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I joked when your first day on the job, I joked on Twitter that I can't wait to pull my first office prank on EJ because he's not a player anymore, so he can't retaliate. And if he retaliates, we're gonna have an HR problem. But I haven't had the nerve to pull one off yet.
I haven't seen anything yet. I'll keep my eye out. I don't know if that's a game you want to start though, brother.
I don't. I'm way too scared. You spent way too much time in locker rooms.
Exactly.
I think you probably know quite a few pranks you could pull on us if we started that game.
No doubt.
How's life on the job so far?
Everything's going good, man. Everything's going good. I can't complain. In the community, a little in the office time, you know, reaching out to different people. Chance to meet a lot of different kids at practices. I've been making some tours, going to different practices in the community. So it's been great.
You, as a player, you have to go to meetings. As a regular employee like us, you got to go to meetings too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not. Sometimes we have meetings just to have meetings. Sometimes we have meetings to set up other meetings.
No comment. As a new employee, I won't make a comment on that.
Yeah, you're smart. You're already like a veteran. Yeah. Youth football has been an emphasis of the Vikings, but even more so now with you on board. What are a couple of things early on that you've been working on? What are some of your points of emphasis in your first few days, first few weeks on the job?
Yeah, so we definitely want to continue to, you know, work on some of the initiatives that, you know, the team has put together before this. So the Vikings of Tomorrow program, which runs Saturdays at home games. We added a health and safety initiative to that program, which has been going great. They have the Heart of a Viking, so they have those winners. But we're adding some new initiatives. We want to keep growing with that. One of the biggest ones that we have is the Community Captain Award, which is going to recognize varsity football players who's doing great things, not only on the field, but in the classroom, in the community also. So those are two big initiatives that we're starting. We definitely want to get to the greater Minnesota area while continuing to support the Twin Cities. We want to give some towns and some communities that the opportunity to get that Vikings experience that normally don't get the chance.
Yeah, you know, we players on Tuesdays, it's players' day off, so they like to get out and do things in the community. But players can't necessarily get out to greater Minnesota. And so that's kind of what a lot of your programming is going to start to focus on, is connecting with those people, right?
No question. Day to day, I have a lot of time to be able to, you know, make those calls and then make some of those trips, make those tours, as I'm going to start calling them to those, you know, nooks and crannies in greater Minnesota.
Yeah, and as a professional franchise in the state, the Vikings feel a responsibility to kind of be the ambassadors of football in this state and reach out to other levels.
No question, as they should. I mean, it's great fans everywhere in the state, diehard fans, you know, you see that in some of the initiatives that we go to, the Arctic Blast, which is usually, you know, in greater Minnesota, you can see the diehard fans that, you know, that live, dive, and breathe, you know, the purple and gold.
A lot of the awards that we hand out, like if it's the Coach of the Week or Community Captain or whatever it might be, associated with those awards is not just like a game ball and a trophy and a presentation, but it's also sometimes a donation.
No doubt.
And that's a key part of this too, is for some of these programs to get some funds to take care of what would be, you would think would be basic things, right?
Yeah, no question. That goes right along with the ATC grant that the Vikings sponsored when they partnered with Minneapolis and St. Paul Public Schools to provide athletic trainers for each school. So that was a big donation from the Vikings. But even the community captain, we're going to give $1,000 to that school to use as a community initiative. So whether the initiative is for the school, which might be for equipment, cleats or whatever, or it could be they want to partner and do something in their community for another organization.
Yeah. Yeah. You grew up in Maryland, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so what was, you know, the youth football program there compared to what you're seeing here? Can you compare and contrast a little bit?
I mean, you know, Park and Recs, we had a Park and Recreation. They're pretty similar around the country. I know Pop Warner is big in some states. We're working on trying to get Pop Warner back in Minnesota. But the rec leagues are the rec leagues. You know, young kids coming out, spending their time after school, coming out, working hard, staying in shape, and then coming out and competing on Saturdays.
Yeah.
It's about friendships. It's about competing, as usual, but having fun and, you know, getting to learn what the game of football is all about.
Yeah, and teaching proper technique, too, and safety, because safety has become such a big issue for the NFL with head injuries and all that. And if you can start creating good habits and teaching coaches how to teach proper technique at that level, it's going to help the game long term.
No question. That was one of our goals, and one of my initiatives coming in was to add that health and safety and safe tackling component to pretty much every initiative and program that we do. It can start at the grassroots, like you said, build its way up, and then we'll have a whole new culture once those kids get to be at that age.
The Turkey Bowl. Tell us about that.
The Turkey Bowl, we're going to host it November 12th. We've partnered with J.D. Pride, who's been hosting these type of bowl games for years in the community. So we're going to have a team from Greater Minnesota, hopefully one of their all-star teams, and a team from the Twin Cities, a all-star team. And we're going to have them come together at TCF to play in a postseason Vikings Turkey Bowl type game.
That's pretty cool. I heard you explaining in one of our meetings that we were in the women's event that you have coming up that you've been a part of organizing and some of the cool aspects of that.
No doubt. So November 9th, I've partnered with Tammy from the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders, mm-hmm. and we're going to host the first Vikings women's mini camp that'll be hosted right here at Winter Park. It'll be a station style event. And we'll open registration soon. We're going to have some registration for season ticket holders, and we'll have some registration for the general public. But it'll be a great event. We'll have some alumni members, some current players out there, which we'll let the public know very soon. Mm-hmm. Rick Spielman will be there to give a state of the game. We'll have Coach George Stewart, the wide receivers coach,
awesome.
Talking to some X's and O's. So it should be a fun event.
Coach Stewart's got that deep voice.
Definitely will be a good presenter.
Yeah, that's right. I can't let you go without talking about some football. What have you thought about our start to the season? I mean, it's a 2-3 start, so you're sub 500, which no one likes. But I think if you look at the Vikings schedule before the season started, a lot of people would have thought 2-3. So when you look in and assess what the team has done on the field, and when you think about it from your perspective when you were a player, if you were sitting here at 2-3, what's the team's mindset here going into week 6 as we prepare for the Detroit Lions?
A lot of positives. Like you said, fast start, even including the preseason. A lot of people like to discount that. I know it doesn't count much, but it showed the type of team that we can be, and I think that we will be in the near future. So don't hang your head on that 2-3 record. You know, the guys, especially the veterans in the locker room, I'm sure they're preaching that message, trying to preach the positives while working on the negatives, I think will be the big message. And it'll be up to those veterans, not just the coaches, to keep that train in the right direction.
I remember in 2008 when we won the division. I was here, so I say we, but you actually got the job done.
We
won the division in 2008. We started 0-2 that season, if you remember.
Yep.
And you know, you're able to bounce back. It's a long season, and it's hard to have the perspective of each game is 1/16 of the season, but that's really kind of the mindset you have to take.
It really is, because one game, it takes so much, you know, and it ultimately it means so much, and you feel that after the game, whether it's a win or a loss. Granted, guys recover faster from wins and losses and really get over wins, but you can definitely feel either the excitement or the letdown from putting all that energy, all the hard work into that 1/16th of the season.
Yeah. Anthony Barr, rookie linebacker, you have an eye for the linebacker position given that you played it. What have you thought about him so far?
A very athletic, big guy was, you know, one of the first things I noticed. You know, very explosive, will hit you. And I've definitely noticed that he's a hard hitter, which I appreciate. But I think he has a very bright future. Seems like a bright kid. Always has a smile on his face when I met him a couple of different times. So I think the future is very bright for him.
One more quick one. Jasper Brinkley is playing the position you played, generally speaking, not necessarily in this scheme, but, you know, Mike linebacker. Mm-hmm. And he actually stepped in for you when you were injured once or twice. What do you think he brings to the table as a middle linebacker?
Well, I think he's definitely taken on a veteran role as his team.
Yeah.
When he came back from Arizona. As to before, he was more of a younger guy, you know, looking up to the older guys. So definitely I have noticed that more of a leadership role, which is big in a locker room full of young guys. But he's definitely seems more responsible with his – with his reads. He's more apt to making plays because he's taking more chances because he's more comfortable.
Yep.
So I've been impressed with him, but most impressed with his leadership ability.
Is it hard for you to watch games, or do you like watching games?
I like watching games, yeah. especially watching the guys that I know. Mm-hmm. I watched Kev last night playing with the Seahawks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I definitely watch liking games, watching games where I have players I know.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we can get number 52 back on the field. I made the comment to you the first game he missed, first time in my career here with the Vikings that there wasn't a Henderson or a Greenway in the game.
Yeah, that was tough to see Chad out there. That was something I haven't seen. So
yeah,
get him back out there soon. That was a heck of a record, heck of a streak he held up for a while.
Start a new one.
Yeah, start a new one. Get him back out there soon.
Well, I had Victor Saran wrap the doorway to your office and cover everything in your office in aluminum foil during this interview.
That's why you got me down here. Okay.
Thanks for joining us, man.
No problem. Appreciate you having me.
Yep.